give you something. Go ahead. When you are over 2,000 years old, you deserve a birthday party. And today is the birthday of John the Baptist, who is perhaps 2,020 years old today. How can we celebrate? We don't have any baby photos of John to look over, but we do have word pictures, many and profound ones. Let us mention some to get us started. You may think of others. As we look at these word pictures, we may discover John as a friend whose birthday we are eager to celebrate. The scriptures give us several word pictures to look at. The prophet Jeremiah gives us this one. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. Can you picture John dancing in Elizabeth's womb for sheer joy at the presence of Jesus and Mary? Dancing for joy in God's presence is a good activity to do for John's birthday, even if it is only in spirit. In John's Gospel, Jesus says about John, "What did you go out to see?" What are we looking for? What do we see? Are we able to see more than what our eyes see? Do we look with our hearts? Are we trying to discern true prophets from false ones in our time? May God help us look beyond skin and clothes and penetrate deeply with the Holy Spirit's help into the true value of others and obtain the light we need to discern what is God's will regarding difficult issues we face in our day. John himself uses these words of the prophet Isaiah to describe his vocation. A voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Pondering these words brings beautiful Advent images to my mind. Let us picture them, relish them, and let them nourish us. How much John can teach us about preparing the way of the Lord. He is the forerunner par excellence. John is a reminder to us that here and now each of us is called to prepare the way of the Lord too. As we celebrate this liturgical birthday of John in prayer and reading and partying, we might spend some time asking John for tips on how to prepare the way of the Lord in our hearts, in our neighborhood, in our country, in our family, in our church, in all the cosmos. We don't need college degrees to do so. John didn't have any. A simple smile, a kind deed, a hopeful attitude, a willingness to be humble before God and others. These are just a few ways we can prepare the way of the Lord. We are invited to John the Baptist's birthday party today. Illustrious guests will be there, Jesus and Mary, Elizabeth and Zachary, to mention a few. And John may be grateful for our help to blow out his 2020 birthday candles. Happy birthday, John. Pray for us and continue preparing all hearts for the coming of Jesus, the Lamb of God, into our world.